A sun-splashed Sunday at the bank ends with a wave of good feelings for the Jaguars.
It was awesome for us to have a home game today and bring this win home, not just for us and our families, but for them.
For the first time in 2 months, a chance to celebrate.
Wins like that are special.
The offense takes another step forward, while the defense makes a play to seal the win.
It feels like we're turning the tide a little bit.
Tonight, we look back on Sunday and ahead to a chilly trip to Buffalo. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait. Buyers get in and sellers get paid.
I'm still out of breath from chest pumping out there. Who haven't I chest pumped that I know?
Chest bumps for everyone. We almost broke out the party hats. It's been a long time since we talked about a Jaguars win. And you know what? We're happy to have a half hour to do just that tonight. You might have noticed the smiles are a little bigger across town today. Welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brett Martineau alongside Jeff Lagerman. Our guest joins us in just a moment, but you were outside the locker room. Did you get a chest bump?
No, I didn't get a chest bump, but I nearly got knocked backwards because Mike Mularkey went up to try to chest bump, you know, the DBs and the running backs, and that was fine. But then all of a sudden, a couple of big linemen came up and chest bumped, and he got knocked back into my lap.
I thought he got some good airtime.
He did.
Chest bumping Cecil Shorts. I saw that in the hallway. Tonight, Wells Fargo welcomes our special guest. It's Dwight Lowry, Jag safety, a day off after the win. And you know what? We're going to call this the best Monday in 2 months. I bet you're calling it that.
Yeah, I bet we're all calling it that, everybody in the facility. No, it's good for us to go out and have a win and win the way that we did. It's very important for us to win that game, and now we can kind of build on that as far as knowing how to win a game that we have to win.
Well, let's take a look at some of the plays from yesterday because, I mean, an exciting day. Finally, the first one at home. People were just kind of waiting, you know. And before we get to the plays, real quick, Mike Mularkey came out and thanked the fans after the game. He did it tonight on his radio show because the fans were loud, and there was a special moment there at the end of that game where they were going, "We are Jaguars," and I thought that that was cool.
Oh, it was great to be a part of. You know, I've had the opportunity to look at it from a different point of view, having not played for the last few weeks, and you know, they at the beginning of the game, you could tell that fans are looking for something to be excited about. And, you know, before we weren't able to sustain that energy, but yesterday we were able to sustain it and put ourselves in a position to win the game.
And you created your own energy, and here are some of those plays that created that energy. The G-Series Prime plays from the game.
Play number three, big play, Cecil Shorts. He did it again, Jeff.
Oh, outstanding by Cecil. Sixth touchdown of the season and made the score 14-6. And, man, what a season that he's having, Dwight. I mean, 20.8 yards per reception.
You know, the kid has really came on. He works really hard. He's got natural skill. You know, I think this has been a big year of growth for him. And the biggest growth that you really have is from year one to year two, and you're seeing it play out live. And it's a beautiful thing to watch.
He sure is getting it done. Play number two, Justin Blackmon touchdown 2 weeks in a row, and you got to love the tough yards at the end of this one to get in the end zone.
He's got such great body control. I don't know if there's going to be a bad red zone receiver going forward. That was his third touchdown of the season. The importance of that was it made it a two-possession game at that point.
And how about play number one? Our special guests delivered it. Dwight Lowry seals the deal with the interception. And you know what? This is a nice play on the deflected pass.
Yeah, great play. We're going to look at this play at SmartBoard with Dwight. And, Dwight, this is a huge play at the Jacksonville 43-yard line. You get a 21-yard return. You take it down to Tennessee 36, and your offense is able to generate some plays and eat clock and get a field goal.
Yeah, that was a big thing. You know, it's one thing to get the turnover, but you still got to finish the game. I feel like the offense did a good job leading the clock. And not just bleeding the clock, but Scobie did a good job making the field goal. We pinned them back, and it put us in a position to win and be able to finish it.
Jaguars media man Ryan Robinson gave us a list this long of all the plays this guy has made, especially at the end of the games. Mm-hmm. And when he was in New York, they labeled you the closer. You like that spotlight at the end of the game, don't you?
Well, first, I'd like to thank Rex for that. You know, he's the one who really instilled that confidence in me, you know, being at the end of the game and having composure and understanding the situation and owning the moment. I think those things are important when you're in that situation. It will allow you to relax and make those plays.
And the last time you closed a game out with a game-changing play was last year against Matt Hasselbeck against the Tennessee Titans, so it's nice to do it again against them. All right, there was another moment in that game in which it was huge. It's the Xfinity Speed Play of the Game for this week. And Dwight, what an outstanding job your kickoff coverage team did. You know, here's the numbers. The average start for the Tennessee Titans after a kickoff return was the 13.2-yard line, and none of more important than the last one in which the Tennessee Titans started on the 7. That helps you guys out immensely as a defense.
Absolutely, especially playing at home. You know, our fans in the end zone do a great job of really distracting the offense and making noise and giving us energy to pin them back there and to give our offense field position when the ball's turned over.
And then once you're able to do that, you're able to pin the Titans back there and combine that with stopping the run. And the Jaguars did a super job of that against Chris Johnson, one of the best in the league.
Yeah, CJ2K. Looked like he was getting back to the form that he had in 2009. That had to be priority number one for you guys.
Absolutely. You know, he's their game breaker. He's a guy that can take a distance anytime he touches the ball. So it's important that everyone understands their job, controls their gap, and pursues the ball all 11, and we did a good job of that yesterday.
He had one run of 31 yards, and that's the one that you made the tackle on. But if you take that out of the equation, he had 20 carries for 49 yards in that game. I mean, that's getting it done.
Absolutely. You know, we've done a pretty good job against him and against our offensive line the past three times we played him, the time we played him last year and also this year. So it's a trend that we need to continue against every team.
We talked about the big play that you made. I mean, you're coming off an ankle injury, missed 5 games. How did it feel just to be back out there playing and then obviously to contribute right away like that in a win?
It was a bit of an adjustment to begin with. You know, when you haven't played in a live game, it's hard to simulate that in practice or whatever it is that you do to get back from an injury. But to be out there live, I tried to just find my rhythm and feel the game out and just keep composure, because I think sometimes you can kind of get ahead of yourself a little bit, and I wasn't trying to do that.
The performance of Chad Henne, I was impressed. Sacked 7 times in that ball game, and the way that he continued to stand in the pocket mm-hmm. and throw the ball down the field for your offense, I mean, that was the key.
Absolutely. You know, he does an outstanding job of reading defenses, understanding where the ball needs to go, and really sitting in the pocket and willing to take the hit. I think when guys see that, especially offensive guys, there's a respect factor that you get from the quarterback when the quarterback sits there and stands there and takes a hit. And you fight that much harder for the guy, and that's something that we need.
There's also a respect factor when all the units work together in a nice way. We brought up the Xfinity Speed Play of the Game. Your defense, coming off really a not-so-good performance against Houston, maybe has its best of the season. And Mike Mularkey talked about today, you guys were walking off the field, offense coming off, you guys going on, and there was a lot of chatter about, all right, we got your back on this one.
Absolutely. I think, you know, We've really been coming together the past couple weeks. I think guys are letting their personalities out a little bit more. I think that we're comfortable with each other now, and I think that's translating to the field.
I give you guys credit because you haven't had much success at home. The game didn't start out very well with a tip pass interception. And then late in that ball game, you've got a lead, a 2-possession lead, and all of a sudden, the Titans take it down and score again. And I'm sure a lot of people in the seats are sitting there going, uh-oh, here
yeah, they were.
Is Houston from last week. And you guys fought through it, and you made plays.
I think the biggest thing is that no one on the sideline at all was thinking about that, what happened last week. Everyone was focused on their job and on this game and understanding that, hey, if everybody just does their job and when the play's there to be made, we make it, we'll win the game. We compete with anybody.
We're going to see some of those plays. You're going to go to the smart board with Jeff in just a little bit. But right now, it's a little trivia time as we head for our first time out here on Jaguars All Access. Here is tonight's question. Dwight Lowry played his college football at San Jose State University. What Hall of Fame coach is in the Spartans' Ring of Honor? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com. And you can win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com. So much more to come with Dwight Lowry here on Jaguars All Access.
Still ahead on Jaguars All Access. The defense makes plays when it mattered on Sunday. Dwight goes to the smart board with Jeff to break it down. And the Ozone says goodbye to the fedora. The senior writer checks in a little later.
I'm still out of breath from chest pumping out there.
Plus, we're going inside the Jaguars' locker room after the win on Sunday. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
It's going to work today. Let's win today. Got a good feeling today.
It is our time today.
One, two, three, together.
And a bright, sunshiny Sunday here in Jacksonville. Down, Denny over the middle. It's caught. That's Blackman inside Tennessee territory after a pickup of 20.
The only thing that has stopped his offense is
on third and goal. This is Jennings. Touchdown.
Stay up, Bill, and throw the walk.
This is third and seven, and Locker sacked. Mike Harris. Ready on third and seven. It's caught. First down and more. Shorts inside the 10, and he's in. Ball to the three. It's caught by Blackman. The touchdown. It's here, second and 10. And tipped and intercepted. And a huge play for the Jacksonville defense.
Great job, D-Lo. Good job right there.
Jacksonville puts this one on ice. And for the Jaguars, just their second win of the season.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Gate and by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing.
Jaguars holiday packs are still available. A great gift for the holiday season. Go to jaguars.com for details or, as always, call the ticketing office at 633-2000. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martin. We're talking about a Jaguars win. Time to go inside the film room with Jeff Loggeman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. Jeff, you've got Dwight Lowry over there. Let's
I got
check
Dwight
it out.
And Brent, I want to show a couple plays by you, Dwight, because this was my favorite play probably of the game. It was the long run by Chris Johnson. Why would it be my favorite? Because of the effort that you had from the safety position here back deep. Outstanding effort here on the long run by Chris Johnson. And see speed.
We got to do a better job, you know, to begin with in containing him, but you know, as you can see, it's not all of us are trying to pursue the ball. It's late into the game, but we got to understand the situation that we got to take this guy down. You know, the game's on the line, and you know, we got guys going to the ball all game, and it was beautiful to see.
Hardest thing about him is taking the right angle, and you took the right angle.
Right.
This is the interception. Your guy making the play up front, Russell Allen. Take a look at his head. He's looking over here at the three receivers to his left. So he's taking a peek at Cook, the tight end. You see that? I'm going to rewind it. See his head take a peek over there?
Mm-hmm.
He's faking blitz. Everybody's going, what is he doing? He's faking blitz, but then he's dropping. Going over there to three. There's the tip. And what impressed me the most here, Dwight, was watch not only the catch you make, but look at Russell Allen. He's like a cat. He actually lands on his chest. You see that?
Now, that's a guy selling out for the team. You know, Russell's done a great job all year of progressing as a player and turning himself into a starter for this team. He's done an excellent job this entire season. See him make this play is big for us, and obviously getting an interception is huge, too.
And a great catch by you. I mean, big-time play, the closer. That's why they call him the closer. All right, we come back. We'll take a look at some offensive plays in the quarterback, Chad Henne. But now let's go inside the locker room, a victorious locker room from yesterday's game.
Appreciate you guys. Appreciate what you do. The staff appreciates the way you work. And wins like that are special. Appreciate everything you guys do. Appreciate the effort. All right? And appreciate the fun.
Energy.
It's fun coming in this building every day to go to work. And I appreciate you guys. All right?
Go Jaguars!
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, Dwight Lowry, our guest. Jeff Loggeman joins us in just a moment. Quick reminder here, fans, don't forget to use your rewards and teal deals at EverBank Field on game day and online. For more information, head to jaguars.com and register today. Now let's go back over to Jeff for more of the Baptist Health Smart Board.
Yeah, and Brent, one of the areas that's very impressive has been the play of the quarterback, Chad Henne. In the last 2 weeks, he has the third highest quarterback rating in the National Football League. And what impressed me the most was his ability to stand under duress in the pocket. This was the sixth sack of the game, and it was by Michael Griffin, the safety. Take a look at what happens here. He's unblocked. That's a problem, having unblocked defenders. Well, whose fault is it? Somebody might want to know. Take your pick. You think you know? Well, you bet you guessed wrong, because see, look at Chad Henne patting the ball. See how he's patting the ball? He's expecting his receiver, it's the receiver's fault, to be a hot route, which means break it off quickly because he doesn't have much time. Doesn't happen. So He takes the six sacks, but how he responded after that point was very impressive to me. This is the next drive. Okay, here comes an unblocked Michael Griffin, and he sees it. He knows he's coming. You have to stand in there and take a hit sometimes. He doesn't flinch. He stands in there, throws the ball on a quick slant to Cecil Shorts, slightly behind Cecil. Nice catch by Cecil. Turns into a big play. Impressive. And then you tack on the personal foul penalty, blow to the helmet, unnecessary roughness. That turns into a big play. Now, look at all the Titan defenders around the line of scrimmage. Again, he's been sacked six times. You're thinking, uh-oh, here comes the blitz, and it's a 3rd and 9. He stands in the pocket. He waits, and he trusts the protection. And the protection gets it done. And that's hard to trust protection after you've been sacked six times. And delivers a throw to Justin Blackmon. Nice catch by Justin, a little bit low. And a big play for the Jaguars. And, Brent, that's the key right now for this Jaguars offense, is having a quarterback that has the experience and the confidence in the pocket, even though he has no reason to be confident.
And, Jeff, on two occasions this afternoon, Mike Mularkey said in his press conference he called Henny's performance gutsy. And you just proved it right there at the Smart Board. All right, we welcome back in Dwight Lowry, Jaguars safety, our special guest on Jaguars All Access. I want you to react to this in just a moment. One of the neat things we get to do on Jags All Access is be on the sidelines close to you guys, and we got a good listen to how you got the fellas fired up before the game yesterday.
Every moment you're on the field, you got a chance to be great. Oh, yeah. Let's be great today, yeah. All day. It's going to take every single one of us now. Let's go ahead and let's do it.
Are those just the emotions flowing before? I mean, do you think about something that you're going to tell the guys or what?
It's more of a feeling thing. You know, when you're in the middle of the pack, so to speak, you just, whatever you feel in your heart, just let it out. You know, teammates, you know, feed off each other's emotion, and that's a good spot for us to really start. And you got to take advantage of the opportunity to get everybody in the mode to play the game.
And you have to play this game with emotion. Two parts of that, though. You have to be playing well, and you have to be a leader. And right. Do you like that role? Do you embrace that role?
Absolutely. It's something that I've been in that position before, you know, coming up from high school to college and now in Jacksonville, I feel like. And I feel like I want to be a guy that people can look to for inspiration and things of that nature. So everybody has a role. No one's role is more important than the other. But understand your role and try to thrive in your role, and you will thrive in this game.
You've got a dynamic duo back there at the safety position. Underrated, yourself and DeJuan Landry. He's a good football player, isn't he?
Absolutely. I think we complement each other very well, and I think that's why we're such a good duo. We also, there's a lot of nonverbal communication that we're able to have just naturally. So I think that contributes as well, and we played a lot of football as well.
Do you have a watch on?
I do not.
We're going to put one on that wrist right about now. For appearing on tonight's show, Dwight Lowry will receive a Bueller Swiss watch, a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jaguars, and they are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. So much more to come on Jaguars All Access with Dwight Lowry. We'll hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. You don't want to miss it. And we'll have the images of the week. Happy images. Make sure to stay with us.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. All last year, we had guests as part of the Florida Dairy Council Fuel Up the Play 60 program. No kids tonight, but stay tuned for a special guest throughout the season. We salute the kids, and it was Play 60 Day on Sunday at Everbank Field. Well, one guy gets all the credit for the Jaguars' latest win. He's tried everything to snap the losing streak, and finally it worked. We're talking about John Osier, and he's in the Seabest Ozone.
I'm John Osier for Jaguars All Access, here with tonight's Ozone question. And Moose from the North Side writes, John, loved the fedora, but that's the end, right? If so, what now? Moose, fedora, no more. And thanks to Lagerman, the sunglasses are history as well. Those were about ending the losing streak, and they've done their part. Now, as for the post-fedora era, I think the Jaguars may be just fine. Think about the last 2 weeks. Some good things, particularly on offense. And there are signs the Jaguars may have found something in this black and shorts thing, a wide receiver. This team is still 2-9, but these last two games, they provided some hope. But guess here, the Jaguars have a better than even chance of navigating these last 7 games above 500. And it's not just the favorable schedule. These guys have thought all year they were closer than people thought. Now they have a chance to prove they were right. As for me, I'm done with gimmicks on All Access for now. Unless, of course, they pull off this above 500 thing. Then who knows, maybe sombrero?
He's a BOD. Time now for your G-Series Prime headlines. The Jags will have to pack the cold weather gear this week for the trip to Buffalo. Chance of rain and game time temps in the 30s, which actually in December isn't too bad. And Mike Mularkey called for the final seven games to be a mini season for the Jaguars. They are off to a 1-1 start with a chance to go on a streak, which got us thinking.
We won a game yesterday. And if we win one today, that's two in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
Oh, the movie Major
that's
League.
Great.
Well, hey.
So there it is, right? You can get on the streak.
Hey, that's sometimes you just need one, and they kind of roll like that. So if we can get on that type of winning streak, I think it would be huge for this football team.
You played in New York. You going to bring your long johns up to Buffalo or what?
Nah. I'm not going to change because of the weather. You know, you just adapt. I don't want to be all sleeved up. I'm going to come out normal and play just like we playing at home.
I was just glad to see it was above freezing. They actually have snow in the forecast 2 days this week in Buffalo, but by the time the weekend gets here, it's going to be rain and actually warm for Buffalo. No big deal.
Well, I'd rather it snow than rain because
that's
you got
a good point.
You got the wind and the rain. That's a little vicious up there. Mm-hmm.
We'll eat the wings. You try to get a second win in a row. Dwight Lowery, appreciate you having you on Jaguars All Access. Of course, for John Ogier, Jeff Lagerman, I'm Brent Martineau. Thanks a lot for watching Jaguars All Access. We'll see if the Jags can get two wins in a row, and we leave you with some good images of the week for the Jags. Good night.